The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and we are here with Mark Ewing this evening. And Mark has been a guest on Heroes of the North State in the past, which was amazing. And if you've missed that show, I want to encourage you to go to October 9th, 2025 in the archives on kcnrradio.com. Click on programming, click on archives, go to October 9th, 2025. And it is an in-depth episode about Beautify Shasta and what Shasta is doing. Beautify Shasta is doing here locally in our community and in the North State to just help exactly that, Beautify Shasta. And so it was such a great episode, and it was such a young volunteer organization that it was really taking off. It was very, very grassroots. And so I thought, hey, you know what? We need to bring them back. So Mark reached out. I reached out to him. We figured out a date to do the second episode to just talk about the expansion. And before we do that, let me go ahead and introduce you. Thank you, Mark, for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'd like to have you, if you wouldn't mind, give us a brief overview of what the hour-long program was in October of last year.
Yeah, so essentially what that was is just kind of breaking down the idea of Beautify Shasta. Just started out, earlier that year, just kind of taking baby steps, not really knowing a whole lot of what I was doing. Just a guy out with some grabbers and a bucket picking up trash, trying to make partnerships where I can, trying to make a name for ourselves. And then here we are nearly a year later, and we're cooking right along.
So if I remember correctly, you, at that time, prior to launching Beautify Shasta, worked at the Shasta County Health and Human Services?
I actually work at Shasta County, Office of Education.
Office of Education. Okay. And you were driving up and down, noticing the trash on the side of the road, and you're like, somebody needs to do something about this.
Yeah, so the whole idea started off about, at this point, 5 years ago, and just seeing the trash on the side of the road to and from work, and exactly that. Just, gosh, this is, it's so unsightly. Something needs to be done about this. What can we do as a community to kind of do more? Is where the original of the idea of Beautify Shasta came to be. But then, of course, not having the skills or the knowledge that I do now from previous jobs, I didn't feel confident enough to start an organization.
Yeah, because sure, we can, you and me and everybody else, we can see trash on the side of the road, and we can pick it up here and there, put it in our own garbage can. But the magnitude and the idea that you had for Beautify Shasta, you can't just do. I wouldn't think, right? There are rules and regulations to go with that.
I mean, more or less, it's a matter of building relationships with the city and with other community partners. Really, what I've learned over this last year is it's surprising how many people don't really notice the litter.
Okay.
Because that's one thing that I hear a lot of people say. Once I talk about Beautify Shasta and the things that we do, it's, I was driving to work the other day, and oh my gosh, you're right, there's litter everywhere. Right?
Once you start pointing it out.
I bring it to attention, and then people start to see it. Yeah. So it's just really surprising talking with folks and how many individuals don't actually notice, right? Because we're all kind of focused on our daily lives, because that's just how we are naturally. And to be honest, there's a lot of things that I miss on a day-to-day until somebody points it out. So it's totally understandable. So it's just bringing the attention to people to actually start looking at those things, and then they can go out and walk their neighborhood and start seeing trash and picking that up, or seeing overgrowth on a sidewalk and say, oh gosh, this tree limb is kind of in the way. I should, snip that up really quick so I can easily walk underneath it, or anybody else who comes behind me.
Yeah.
So beautification goes much further than just litter cleanup. It goes, with light urban landscaping. Like, a lot of folks don't know, if your property backs up to a sidewalk, that's usually your responsibility to clean that kind of stuff up, right?
Okay.
A lot of folks don't know that. Or a super simple one, how many of us have pickup trucks? We take loads to the dump. you got to cover your load. That's a California state mm-hmm. law. A lot of people don't know that because it's not advertised, right? So how do we educate the public to say, hey, these are easy things that you can do to help mitigate litter and do your part?
Yeah, yeah. So you're a young man, in, I'm guessing, 30s, 40s, and did you have an office job before with SCOE?
I still actually work full-time with SCOE.
Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness. You're yeah. working full-time with SCOE and this?
Yeah, correct, yes.
So you're an overachiever. We've established that now. No, well, thank you for doing that.
It's late evenings and long weekends sometimes. I mean, now it's yeah. kind of the point it really does organize itself, which is nice. I have a lot of community partners that reach out to help with a lot of the organization of stuff. So it's yeah. no longer me going out and, you know, boots on the ground trying to find places to clean. I have a lot of friends and different connections I've made throughout the community. They actually send me emails or text messages and say, hey, I was on the river trail and I noticed nice. This area. Or, hey, we're driving across, you know, this stretch of road and it seems pretty bad. Like, you know, can we organize something together and we can go out and clean it up? Like, yeah, of course. Like, let's get out there and do it to it.
But you know what's exciting about that is the last time you were here, we were talking about it being so grassroots that it was you and maybe a few people mm-hmm. and you were just really launching the idea and making it public and hoping yep. that someday you could become a 501c3 yeah. and you're just a guy with a dream yep. wanting to make our community look better for all of us mm-hmm. and you did it. That yep. first of all, that's the first thing.
Well, I should say I helped organize.
Okay, I love your how humble you are. and this is why he is on a show called Heroes of the North State, because local heroes, I say this every show, do not even realize that they don't even think that they're in that category, but they're the unsung hero, the person that rises above, makes the difference in the lives of others because it's the right thing to do. That's simply my definition of what a local hero is, so thank you.
Well, but I mean, you know, organizing is one thing, but really when it comes to boots on the ground, it's the volunteers that are legitimately doing yeah. all the work, and it's all the community partners that we also work with. They really put a lot of effort in.
Yeah.
I just kind of help herd the cats, right?
Like, yeah.
There's a lot of people doing a lot of really great things, but how can we all communicate to make sure that we're doing all those things together so that makes the work lighter moving yeah. forward? So I'm organizing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put on, you know, the good face here, being out and about into the community, which is great. But the volunteers are really the ones that are actually yeah. doing a lot of the hard work.
Well, and that's the part I got a little distracted with that, but that's the part that gets me excited, because here you are, what has it been, October to now, you're the math guy, 6-8 months later, and here we are, well, more than 6 months, you now have people reaching out to you, mm-hmm. explaining to you where the problem areas are, so yeah. that the volunteer effort can, it's contagious, it's
yeah.
what we were talking about, it's contagious, so
it really is.
You've got that ripple effect going, you know, No, I don't know. Can you throw the rock in the pond? And now people are starting. It's coming back to you. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier to do what we do, to focus on, you know, what we're passionate about when
yeah.
we have our community partners and our volunteers that are reaching out to us on a regular basis to essentially uplift what we're already doing.
Yeah, no, exactly. So for the listeners who don't know anything about Beautify Shasta, give us some kind of an understanding of the types of things you clean up. Now, when I think of cleaning up trash, I think of the litter on the side of the highway
mm-hmm.
and maybe an encampment.
Yep.
So what are some other areas, and maybe expand on what I just said?
Yeah. So Beautify Shasta, primarily our goal is litter abatement. Because, you know, you go anywhere, you can walk outside right now and probably fill a bag of trash within, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
So litter abatement's good. It's, you know, the river trail.
Mm-hmm.
Our creeks are a huge one that we like to focus on, like Calaboose Creek in downtown Redding, the Sacramento River, you got Churn Creek. There's yeah. so many different areas that trash accumulates, right?
It's right.
blown from the road into the creeks, which eventually ends up in the Sacramento River. And then, of course, mm-hmm. there's other, like, urban landscaping. Right? Like if
okay.
you're walking down the street and there's weeds growing up on the sidewalk, it doesn't take more than a few minutes to pull those weeds, toss them off into the greenery, and the
yeah.
sidewalk looks that much better. Or if there's overgrowth, you can easily
yeah.
go in.
Ooh, that's our cue. Wow, that first segment went by fast. We're going to take a commercial break here with Beautify Shasta and Mark Ewing. I'm Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, and we'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to the show. Again, we're here with Mark Ewing. He's with Beautify Shasta. And we're talking about just the growth. You have had a lot of organizational growth since the last time I saw you back in October. And before I met you, how long had Beautify Shasta been in existence?
So we had officially launched publicly on July 1st was our very first.
Okay.
Official announcement.
Okay.
So we did a Facebook post. We launched our website. And of course, we didn't have any followers then. There was very little traffic on the website. So it was kind of a slow burn.
Yeah.
Then we did our first cleanup, which was the 4th of July post-party cleanup at the Civic. So that was our very first one, and we've hosted them monthly since.
Yeah.
So we've actually have 12 under our belt official cleanups that were organized. So we do one each month. And we just wrapped up our one for June, so that was our official 12th cleanup, which is exciting.
So. Okay, so it's been about a year since the launch. Looking back, what stands out most to you?
The overwhelming support of the community.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we have a giving community.
So giving. And, you know, growing up here, like, I knew that was a thing, but starting Beautify Shasta really opened my eyes to how much of a need there was. And people want to do stuff. People want a way to volunteer. People want to get out and do stuff for their community. And just the amount of support that I get just pouring in left and right has just been one of the most humbling things, I think.
Yeah. No, so true. So when we were talking last, you said, we really need to become a 501c3 because there's so many other opportunities. So give us an update on that. What's happening with that?
Yeah, so got our official announcement at the beginning of March, was officially dedicated as a 501c3, and then shortly after that, we also became a Clean California Community Partner.
Awesome.
So the 501c3 now opens a bunch of doors for donations, so we'll be able to get some funding coming in to be able to kind of upgrade equipment, do larger projects, So there's just a few things of planned for the future that we would like to be able to fund. We'd like to get into schools a lot more. And now that we're a 501c3, that brings a lot more legitimacy to the organization, which is good. So it'll be a little bit easier to work with other community partners.
Yeah. Well, and talk about community partners. So we had a gentleman who was here with us quietly in the background the last time. And we were talking about the 501c3. And I know that you guys had a mutual friend through Chappie.
Mm-hmm. Mike Tandy.
Mike Tandy, who I think, if I remember correctly, did Mike introduce me to you through Chappie?
Yes.
And then through that, I think Mike is involved in a local school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall the name of that? It's
okay. Acton Academy.
Acton, yes. Yep. And so I'm sorry that didn't come to mind immediately. Had them on the show. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And they were telling me the story, and I heard a little bit through the grapevine. So here's our local guy who was able to help fund so that you could get a 501c3. Tell us how that all came together.
Yeah, so that was amazing. So Mike Tandy, great friend, he organized this meetup between me and the owner-operator of Acton Academy.
Yeah.
And so we sat down, had dinner, and kind of talked about our mission, vision, values, and how it kind of aligned with how the school operates. And one of the students there actually wanted to do grant writing, and part of that was also doing the 501c3 paperwork. So we were actually really lucky how everything just kind of panned out, because the student used that as a school project, filled out all the 501c3 paperwork for us. We had our donor that paid for the whole thing, and here we are. Now we're official. So,
but see, this is where it's amazing to me that look at the age groups that this dream that you had across the board. So we have... I met that young man, and he was incredible. And when we're talking about a student, I think, he was 11th, 12th grade?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Just really sharp.
Yep.
He had a desire to want to learn how to do a 501c3.
Yeah.
So in taking that on as his school project, look what it benefited.
Yeah,
and by
huge.
Having a community member who was able to generously donate whatever the funds it costs to make that happen. That's community coming together at its best.
Yeah. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Huge
doors opened. It was great.
Nice. So when you say you want to get connected, now it enables you to connect more with schools or get into schools. What does that look like for you?
So the idea that I have is to be able to fund projects. Like, for example, one project I would love to be able to fund, my biggest pet peeve. So I like to fish. And when I go fishing, I tend to walk the shoreline and pick up trash and fishing line and things like that. But fishing line is just such a destructive thing to find out. And I would love to be able to get funds to be able to supply schools with like PVC pipe and get plans worked up and just say, hey, here's X amount of money. Here's all the supplies. Have your students build this container to recycle fishing line.
Okay.
And then we'll come collect it, and we'll have like a Boy Girl Scout group go install it or whatever. I've talked with the Park Service, and they would like to also, consider helping us out by installing the fishing line recycling stations around the park where they know that there's like a high fishing area. So we can hopefully encourage folks like, hey, when you're done fishing, like put your fishing string in this little container, and then we can get volunteers like once a week, once a month, however it kind of falls, to be able to collect that and then send it out to be recycled. Because fishing line can be recycled, so it's just a matter of collecting it.
You're right. It's one of those really small, invisible things until you put your toe through it on the side of the bank.
Yep.
And then you realize just how entangled it is in the community.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so that'd be one of my one of the big projects I would love to be able to see get off the ground. So having the 501c3 will allow us to raise that kind of money to be able to start doing those sort of projects.
Okay. So what do you think you're the most proud of in the past year?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would say just the community impact.
Mm-hmm.
I think just really getting people together has been one of the biggest achievements. Like just, I see people show up to cleanups and then they continue to come back time after time. And it really is starting to show like as I'm around town, like I'm starting to notice that there's more like weed eating being done on the side of the road, or there's more like spots that I was like, oh, this, I should add this to my list of places we clean. And then I go back and there's no trash there.
Nice.
So I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's necessarily us having that impact, but I feel like there's definitely a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to think that we played at least a little bit of a hand in that.
I would think so, because I think it's that kitchen table, coffee table conversation around the water cooler at work, where if I come and volunteer and then I go back, what'd you do this weekend? I did this, this, and this. And then that person tells somebody who tells somebody.
Yep.
I think it definitely has a ripple effect.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's incredibly accurate. Just I'll use me for an example. So I try to keep Beautify Shasta and my job separate. And sometimes those lines do get a little bit blurred because, of course, I do talk about Beautify Shasta. And luckily, I've caught in enough ears that we're hopefully going to be organizing a cleanup event with Shasta County Office of Education and Beautify Shasta.
Oh, nice.
So it's just kind of one of those things. It's like, well, I'm glad I do talk about it when I'm at work, because then we can get together and start to do larger cleanup events, which is really cool. So
how much trash poundage wise, because I remember us talking about that and I was just amazed how much, you know, when you think about little pieces of paper, little pieces of cigarette butts, little, how much it adds up to how many pounds, how much have you collected to date? Do you know?
Yeah. So we actually have a dashboard that we keep up to date online that anybody can visit. It's hosted through the Shasta Environmental Alliance. They actually started it for us, which is great. There's other community partners that are on there that report as well. And just for Beautify Shasta, we have 11,000 pounds that we've collected. And collectively, through the individuals who report to the dashboard, I think we're looking about closer to 16,000 pounds.
You know, it'd be really, really cool to do an art display to show just how much trash that really is.
And, you know, there's – I don't know if you've interviewed them yet or not, but the Plastics Awareness Coalition, PAC.
No, but I should.
They're pretty amazing. They also – they do similar projects where they do sculptures out of plastic, and they work with the schools, and they're an amazing group of people.
So it's not that far-fetched.
Yeah, it really is not.
So what do you – what's the most common thing you find?
I would say probably socks.
Isn't that crazy? And it's that, where's that sock? We now know where it goes.
A lot of socks, a lot of e-vapes, just because they have disposable ones. There are hundreds of those we've found. But, yeah, socks are definitely the number one thing that we find.
And never the pair.
Never the pair.
That's the kid in the backseat with the window down who's taking his shoe off.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So what are some of your cleanup stories? Do you have any unusual items that you found or stand out?
You know, I don't think we've really found anything off the wall. Not necessarily that's like noteworthy. It's just an eclective. You find pretty much everything. Like there'd be some stuff you look at and you pick it up. You're just like, wow, like out of all the things, like, why is this here?
Yeah.
So nothing really that's like, oh, that one time, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing quite like, at least not to my knowledge. I don't, any of the volunteers may have a story. They're like, oh, you wouldn't believe what we found.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I remember the last time I was talking to you, it kind of opened my eyes in regards to like food litter. We were talking about bananas and how, I would have thought that a banana peel would just degrade.
Yeah. In the right environment, it will.
Yeah.
100%. But on the side of the road, it quickly turns into a big leather pouch.
Yeah. Yeah. How strange.
It'll be there for a very long time. Same with like banana peel or orange peels.
Yeah. No, that is true. And some of the areas that have been the biggest improvements, what do you think?
I would say our focus around the River Trail and Turtle Bay, I think, have really been a few of the areas that have had significant like uptick in cleanliness.
Yeah.
Like there's still heavy spots that need attention, obviously. But I feel like a lot of our volunteers and people who see us out on the River Trail, they're really starting to kind of see what we do and get inspired and go out and do more. Cause when we're on the River Trail, it's one of my favorites because we get so many folks that are so appreciative.
There's that music again. We'll be right back. We'll hear more from Mark Ewing from Beautify Shasta and talk about our community and its surrounding area. We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to the show. And hey, so we're here with Mark Ewing, and we're talking about Beautify Shasta. So, Mark, you said that you've done 12 cleanups?
Yeah, so 12 scheduled monthly cleanups. We've done additional smaller, like pop-up cleanups, if you will, throughout the year as well. So I don't have that exact total, but yeah.
And you launched your very first one on 4th of July, which makes me think, 4th of July is just around the corner again. Are you planning on doing that again?
We are. So that's actually going to be, to me, it's really special. I, you know, doing that year recap essentially at the Civic.
That is so special.
It's the post-party cleanup is what I've coined it. And just, it's going out after the Freedom Festival. You know, everybody's out having fun on 4th of July, and this year's so special, being 250 years. So just being able to get out afterwards and just, you know, get over to the Civic and be able to help again get that stuff cleaned up is just really exciting, because it was just so much fun last year since it was our first one. And then now, you know, a whole year later, being able able to tackle that again is just, it's really special.
So what does that look like? How do you get involved to be part of that particular event?
So we're actually not part of the event itself. I did nothing last year. I didn't communicate with the city at all.
You just went.
I just went. I scheduled it on a whim and just went out there. Again, that was only, 4 days into going live.
Yeah, yeah.
So this year there will be a lot more thought put into that. I will let the city know, like, hey, we're going to be out there doing a cleanup. I'll be able to put bags somewhere out there for the city to be able to collect, and hoping that we can work, with somebody at the city that maybe we could potentially do announcements, potentially during the show or intermissions or whatever, to say, hey, like, don't forget to throw your stuff away. So just trying to get a hold of, the people who are planning that to hopefully kind of make that happen would be great.
Yeah, that would be a really great, like, community message, community from Beautify Shasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really great. And you're doing that. I am assuming you can do that through your social media platforms and press releases and all that stuff that you do.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So what kind of equipment does it take to clean up? This is our 250th year, so expect a big cleanup.
Yeah, that's kind of I think why I'm so excited, because this is such a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Like 250 years is pretty amazing. And I think that people are going to show up in high numbers. I think this is probably going to be one of our biggest 4th of July events. So the after party, I think, is going to be pretty exciting too. I think we're probably going to find some pretty interesting items. So
do you take metal detectors?
There's actually, believe it or not, there's people out before even we get out there to clean up who are already doing metal detecting.
Yeah.
So they'll be out there well before we show up with grabbers and buckets. So.
Yeah. That would be an interesting thing to hear. Like, what do they find with that besides money and
I talked to a few folks last year. It sounds like they found a handful of cell phones, rings, obviously,
So yeah.
Change.
Yeah. A lot of change. So do you have a time set for that yet, or?
Yeah, so we're going to do, it's going to be Sunday. Typically our cleanups are on Saturday, but Saturday is the 4th. So we'll do Sunday at 8:00. We're going to meet in the parking lot there at the Civic, and we'll just do a quick safety briefing and spend a couple hours, get as much as we can get picked up. And, the main thing that we would ask if anybody is going to attend that is please don't use the plastic party poppers. We know that they're fun, but
the
paper ones are a lot better because they actually disintegrate. The plastic ones are very difficult to get picked up.
Yeah. And I love that you call it an after party. So I think it's fun. Well, it's the camaraderie that comes with it, too.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So you're moving forward. What are you hoping this next year looks like for Beautify Shasta?
Hoping for more partnerships. And so far, I feel like we're gearing toward that already. We actually have we're working with Shasta County Office of Education and Whiskeytown Environmental School right now to do some out of cleanup stuff. We're actually doing some trail work with them, which that's going to be really good to kind of get some trails open out there. We're Shasta County Office of Education and Whiskeytown Environmental School are working on a pilot program with the Reading School District to get kids out for a week-long camp-style experience. So Beautify Shasta is going to help them out to get some of those trails cleaned up so they can actually have hikeable areas around Whiskeytown Environmental School itself to be able to enjoy, and it really helps with that environmental stewardship.
Yeah, true. And I would think, do you ever get surprised where you stumble across this trail that, like, you would think not a lot of people go down, but there's a lot of debris?
Yeah, that happens quite a bit around Turtle Bay.
Okay.
And then, of course, as you're on the river trail, like, I'll see a little trail that kind of goes off. I'm like, I wonder what's down there, just out of sheer curiosity. And sure enough, there's usually going to be some, like, an old encampment or just, like an old shopping cart or something that's just kind of left behind. So just making a note of that and going back and grabbing it later.
Gotcha. So do you do full encampment cleanups with your crew? Is that something that you've been part of?
Not active encampments. I feel like the city of Reading does a really good job with the active encampments. They're usually going out there. They have a whole crew and a whole system, and we're not going to step on any toes there. We do inactive.
Okay.
So essentially encampments that maybe City of Reading has came in, they've cleared people out, and they've gotten the bulk of the trash, but then there's probably still like a handful of things left over that our crew will come in. We'll do a little micro pickup essentially afterwards and, kind of, we don't necessarily deal with homeless directly. So,
gotcha. Yeah. So then your volunteers, do they need to come with their own gloves and equipment, shovels, bags? What is that?
Yeah, so we've been really lucky, and we actually had a community member who donated grabbers and a handful of other items to us, like vests and things, and then a local company actually donated gloves. So we got a good supply of gloves. So now we actually have a full, probably about 20 grabbers, 40 gloves, and probably about 40 safety vests on hand that we actually can bring. And then we get our bags and things from the cities, City of Anderson, Shasta Lake, and City of Redding. So.
And didn't you just do something up in Burney, or you're planning on doing something in Burney?
Yeah, so we try to make it up to Burney at least once a quarter. We actually have a good partnership up there with the Friends of Burney, or the Burney Friends and Neighbors. And if you don't go up to Burney often, highly recommend because they're amazing up there. They've really been trying to get their community really up and looking like it's lived in. They're trying to encourage businesses to come back, and everything that's going on up there is phenomenal. They're just such great resources. They do amazing things. They just did this huge poster contest with the school up there, the middle, the elementary and the high school, and about 80 students participated in that contest. And Beautify Shasta was invited up to do some judging up there. So was the superintendent of Shasta County Office of Education. So we went up and spent some time up there, looked at all the posters and did our judging, and just, it was an absolute blast to be able to talk to their community, see all the great stuff they do. And we like to be able to kind of help with their Adopt a Highway, which is essentially their main street. So we like to get out there, like I said, at least once a quarter, because I mean, it is just up the hill. Like, it's an hour away, but what's an hour? Right? That's, and you know, typically whenever I go up there, I make it a point to go to, you know, Burney Falls, right? I find a
make
hiking
it a whole
spot.
Outing.
Yeah, like I'll go up there early in the morning, go fishing, and then we'll stop in, help everybody out, and get some trash picked up.
So. Yeah, because if I remember correctly, your time commitment was a couple hours. Is that still, or is it turned into something longer, or?
Nope, it's still 2 hours. Typically in the summertime, we try to start a little bit earlier. We've been about 9 o'clock. Going till about 11 o'clock. It's pretty low commitment for folks, because it gives them kind of a whole afternoon to do whatever. It's not too early. So people typically have an okay time getting up at, you know, to be on site at 9 o'clock. So that seems to be working. Wintertime, sometimes we'll start a little bit later just because it is so cold in the mornings.
Yeah.
So it just kind of really depends on the location and what we're doing.
Yeah, and you're looking at, so it's Beautify Shasta, so obviously you go outside of city limits, Reading, and you're in Burney. What are some areas that you haven't been able to get to yet that you would hope to?
I really want to get up to Lakehead. I know that those folks up there, you know, they need a lot of help. It's just, again, you know, it's 30 minutes down the road, but for whatever reason, we act like it's a
like
full
forever.
Day trip.
I know.
Which, you know, they're not, and they're still part of our community, and they're so community-oriented up there, and it's just so nice to be able to talk with those folks and work, you know, alongside of them. I went to a town hall meeting a few months back just to kind of hear what their needs are, just so we could see, like, what can we do?
Yeah.
The downside is when you go to places like Burney or like Lakehead, a lot of that's owned by federal land and a lot of private land. So there's not a whole lot of public space up there, but there is still impact to be had, right? There's still roadways that need cleaning, like a lot of on I-5, you know, there's Adopt a Highway spots that we could assist with. So just having connections up there really would make a huge difference to be able to come up and help a little bit more.
Yeah, and with you now becoming a 501c3, that's probably going to open more doors than you did in the very beginning.
True. Yeah.
So,
and also being a Clean California Community partner, that also helps a lot.
Tell us what that is.
So it's a community, the Clean California Community is essentially a designation given by the state for completing at least 10 out of 15 of their criteria.
Okay.
So we were able to have 11 of those. We were able to check off. We would love to get all 15 of those criteria marked off of our list. And essentially what it does, there's grant opportunities being a Clean California Community Partner.
Yeah.
Caltrans, you know, they give shout outs. So there's a lot of media outreach that happens with being that partner. They have resources, all the resources. We do monthly meetings. So we'll actually sit and we'll talk with other Clean California Community Partners and see what other folks are doing and how when share what we're doing. So it just kind of helps other communities like, oh, I didn't think about that. That's a cool way to to operate. So,
well, these breaks are going by fast. So when we come back, we're gonna go to a commercial break. But when we come back, it's gonna be our last segment. So we'll try to get as much in as we possibly can. And as always, there's never enough time. But we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. And tonight we've been listening and speaking with Mark Ewing from Beautify Shasta, and they're up on their one-year anniversary. So lots of cleanups, lots of volunteers, a lot of progress. Became a 501c3. Can't say that enough because that's going to open so many opportunities and so many doors. And a lot more volunteers.
Yeah.
But as always, we could use more, right?
Yep. Always use more volunteers. Many hands make light work.
Yeah. And just to summarize, everyone, this is not a volunteer every single day for hours in the day. So will you recap what does a volunteer do for you?
Super low impact. The way that we structure our cleanups makes it really simple for anybody to get started. You can come out once. You don't have to come out for the full time. If you only have an hour, if you only have a half hour, doesn't make any difference. We provide you with gloves. We have bags and grabbers. We have everything that you need. We just ask you wear some closed-toed shoes and bring some water, sunscreen if it's hot, and everything else is provided. I mean, just show up.
Yeah.
Do a small impact, and, you know, we'll handle the rest.
We could do that. Definitely. So tell me, how do you haul off the trash?
So typically we don't haul off the trash. We'll stage it in an area and then we'll work with either the city or the public works department, depending on where we're at, and organize them to come pick it up for us.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. So, and then something I've been thinking about, and I think I know the answer to it, but maybe not. If there is a residence that is just not capable and they've got trash, or like a senior or someone, is that something that's in your mission's value statement?
I mean,
or are you allowed to do that?
Yeah. You know, when it comes to private residents, that's not something we really have the ability to tackle right now.
Okay.
I understand there's a lot of folks that probably could use assistance like that. I know that there's a lot of very generous junk removal companies that are around town that would probably be able to assist way better than we can.
Okay.
But we're mainly focused on public spaces.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
And so when you say Beautify Shasta, that's Shasta County.
Correct.
But how far within that county do you is your goal? Is your goal to be able to make? I mean, you can't make every single town. Like, what's your parameter that you're looking at?
I mean, the goal is every single town.
I want every
corner of Shasta County to feel like they get the attention that they deserve. I would love to be able to have so many small like groups out doing just such great work in their own little communities, where everybody feels connected, where everybody feels like they're making a difference and they're proud of where they're at, whether they're way out in the farthest southern corner, if they're all the way up in the, you know, Bernie area. I don't care. I want everybody to feel like they're part of this.
So yeah, thank you for clarifying that, because here in my mind, I'm like, you got a team of people and you're all going to go there. But no, you're asking to empower people that live within their community to be part of the team. They're part of Beautify Shasta, and you're the organizer of each location.
100%. Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Yep.
That's incredible. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? Like, I would love to see the community. I'd love to have people say, hey, my neighborhood organized this cleanup in a park next to our house, and this is how many pounds of trash. Cool. Like, let me share that. Like, let me capture that data and highlight, like, all that great work. That's amazing. That's exactly the kind of impact, like, that needs to be shared, because I know that there's groups out there doing this stuff. So let's hear about it. Send us an email, send us a text, send us a message on social media. We want to know about those efforts, because you are amazing.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. You know, it'd be really cool. Let's organize a one big day, Beautify Shasta Day, and make it really public.
It's funny that you say that.
Yeah. Because you got something in the works.
I have this grand idea. Uh-huh. I don't know how feasible it is, and I'm still working out details.
Yeah.
But I would love to be able to work with the city and try to organize a specific day that's the Adopt-A-Spot program and get anybody who's has an Adopt-A-Spot to go out and pick up their spot all on the same day, and work with the junk removal companies in the city to be able to collect bags like in specific locations. I don't have all the details on how this would work. I want a good pitch before I even reach out to any of my community partners to say, hey, this harebrained idea I have, what do you think?
Yeah, but you know what? Not harebrained. They're sparks.
Yes. Yeah.
They're great. You'll do a great job with that. I know you will. That'll be amazing. So tell me this, what type of, as you're growing, do you anticipate that you're going to, and you have funding coming in, that you're going to need bigger equipment?
You know, I'm not sure how that's going to look. I think the way that I would like to grow is probably less equipment and more people who are equally as passionate.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to start sending people into classrooms to be able to do presentations on recycling and presentations on how landfills are. We've actually been working on a whole classroom presentation just for that specific goal, because it'd be great to help teachers, right?
Yeah.
To be able to, like, say, for example, before they send their class to Whiskeytown Environmental School, Beautify Shasta can come in and just do like a quick litter essentially abatement program for 30 minutes just to kind of get the kids thinking about the environment differently. And then they go to the environment.
Yeah.
Then they get to see
in real time.
Yeah. That's the kind of the idea, like just to kind of spark that, like start getting them to think about how they can be the change. Like that's, I think we're less equipment, more of that kind of skill based, like who would be passionate enough to get into classrooms to be able to send this message to our students. That's my main goal.
Yeah. I love that. That's really great. Okay. So none of this happens by accident. Of course you need people.
Yep.
So I'm putting a challenge out there. If anyone is thinking about looking for a volunteer organization, this sounds like a really great one. Good community, great cause, 2 hours a day, 1 week in a month. And then, of course, hopefully that spills over into your own personal life and you're just picking up stuff as you go along. And then funding. Yeah. So got your 501c3.
We do.
So people can make charitable contributions.
They can.
How do we do that?
Just reach out, send us an email, let us know how you'd like to donate. We can take check right now is the easiest. We can always take cash as well. We can write your receipts just like a standard. I mean, we're officially official, right? Like we have all the abilities. We're slowly working on getting our credit card processor up. So that's something that we're also kind of working on in the back end. So eventually we'll be able to take, you know, debit card. That'll be an option if people want to go that far. But yeah, we're slowly getting there, just baby steps.
Well, you're a year old, so you know. When I think about when we were talking back in October, and you were collecting cans so you could get your 501c3.
Hey, I'm still collecting cans.
Okay,
cans
there
for
you
a
go.
Cause.
That's
we're
great.
Still doing cans for a cause. If you got if you got aluminum cans you want to recycle, you don't want to take them down, you just send us an email. We'll come pick them up. Locust Street Auto, they've been a great partner since the beginning. They still have a can in their lobby. They collect cans for us and we go and collect them from there and we go recycle. I mean, it's not a whole lot per trip.
But it adds up.
But we're recycling. We're getting those cans out of the landfill and we're putting that money to good use. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So on an average, how many volunteers do you think you have now on a monthly that you could really quantify?
I would say we have on average anywhere from, I'd say, 8 to 12. It just kind of really depends on location, depends on how good I do with, you know, my marketing essentially. Cause some months like May was a really slow month for me. I didn't really do a whole lot on the socials. I was kind of flying below the radar. So, but I mean, even for June's cleanup, we still had 8 people show up. I had somebody come down from Medford. I had somebody come up from Sacramento. And then I had 2 gentlemen. It was their birthday, and they decided to come spend it with us. So
wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I was really impressed. So
what are you the most looking forward to in this next year?
Gosh.
That's a big question, huh?
That's a huge
question. Let's break it down.
You know, I would just love to continue to lay the foundation to be, you know, that go-to organization that people are reaching out to saying, hey, how can we get involved, right?
Yeah.
I think that is kind of that making the name for ourselves to make sure that people are seeing us as like a go-to. Because you don't necessarily have to volunteer for us, right?
Yeah.
Like I partner with a lot of people who are always looking for volunteers. If you don't like to pick up trash, no worries.
Yeah.
Just reach out. I'll let you know where we may be able to fit you in somewhere else. There's plenty of folks that are looking for work or for volunteer help. So,
well, that's true. And we all have different skill sets. You're right. So there's a need. If you've got the desire to be part of a community event, this is definitely one. So we only got a couple more minutes and then our show is over for the evening. So maybe you've already answered this. I think you have just by your heart. But what do you think this experience has meant to you personally?
Oof. Yeah. That's pretty heavy for 2 minutes.
I know. Huh?
I think for me, it's again, it comes to that overwhelming support.
Yeah.
You know, when people come out of the woodwork and they're just like, hey, how can we help? Or, you know, the donor for the 501c3.
Yeah. Oh, see, I love it. Yeah, that is awesome. And I think this might answer the next question. That must keep you motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's that and just, again, the community support and just knowing that there's a bigger thing that we can do, right?
Yeah.
Like the real motivation is getting the kids educated because they're going to be the actual like change that we need to see in the future. That's again, my big goal is education, stewardship, making sure that we're teaching as many people as we can. You can do this too.
Yeah.
Our environment's cool. Like, we live in a beautiful area. Let's all take care of it. And when we all do it, we're eventually not going to be able to do it anymore because there's not going to be that much left. That's the ultimate goal. I would love to see those pounds collected go down every year.
Yeah, agreed. And set them up. You're right, because you're doing your job.
Yep.
Tell us, we've got 30 seconds. How do we reach you?
www.beautifyshasta.org. We're on Instagram, on Facebook. Pretty easy to get a hold of us. So.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Well, Mark, thank you for giving of your time.
Thank you.
Today and every day, we appreciate you and what you're doing for Shasta and being the leader and the example that you are and for giving unselfishly.
Yeah.
And you're definitely an unsung hero. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's another episode of My Umbrella Marketing. We'll see you or hear you. You'll hear us again next month on the second.
KC&R, Shasta Ready.